will be encouraged with Scripture on ways we can mature in Christ. Today, we will begin with our starting point. Usually when we begin something, we have a goal in mind, and when we set a goal, we need a starting point in order to get to the plan started to meet our goal. Our goal as Christ followers should always be to mature or grow in our faith in Him. You know, no matter how old we are or where we are in our spiritual journey, God's desire is for us to grow closer and closer to Him so that we will be more like Him. And that won't be completed until we face Him face to face one day. So we should always be striving to know Him better. And let's be careful not to become so well adjusted in our culture that we fit into it without thinking. Instead, let's fix our attention on God so He can change us from the inside out. And Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We want to make sure that we're living out God's will for us. Therefore, we must set aside our will and search for His will. And then when we figure out what His will is, that we yield to it. We are happy to do His will and move self out of the way. Remember, we just finished a series on telling our story. And last week, we talked about Paul's story. So as we begin to look at how to mature in our in Christ, in our walk with Him, let's go back to how our story began, our life in Christ, how it began. I'd like to encourage you to think about how, when, and where your life in Christ began, and share that with someone at least once a week. It doesn't have to be a believer you share it with. This is just a way for you to encourage yourself and make it easier for you to share your story. Feel free to share it with fellow believers even. You'll be surprised how many of them would love to hear your story. You will be encouraged if you do this. It will make it easier to share your story with unbelievers then. The more you get used to telling your story, the easier it gets. You get more comfortable when you're rooted in telling your life story, and your life in Christ story is so important. And we need to all be rooted in that. We need to be comfortable sharing that. In Colossians 2, 6 through 7, it says, "Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted up and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." This is how you continue to grow. Let's look at Romans 5, 1 through 5. It says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into His grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Because of our justification by faith in Jesus, we have so many practical benefits. In these verses, it tells us we have peace with God through Jesus. We have access by faith with grace. We can rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. We can rejoice in our sufferings because suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Let's read in Ephesians 1, 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of all his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. So according to these verses, what are some of the results of us being in Christ? Well, number one is every spiritual blessing. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing because we're in Christ. He chose us. He chose me before the foundation of the world. That is pretty amazing. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons and daughters through Jesus. He loved us so much, he wanted us to be his sons and daughters. In him, we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of sin. He makes his will known to us according to his purpose. You know, we all who are believers took our first step towards spiritual maturity when we put our faith in Christ. Please take time this week to write down the important points of the gospel message that you believe, along with scripture that backs up your belief in the one true God. Writing those scriptures down will help you even more grow in telling your story of what Christ did for you. This will take a little time, but it will help you confirm that God wants you to believe about his relationship with you. May God bless your walk as you mature in Christ. I hope you have a great week, and as always, may God bless you always and in all ways.